Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can time around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akila Ali, and this is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, headquartered at 2435 West 71st Street in Chicago, Illinois. To learn more, you can visit us online at croe.org or croetv.net. I would like to first acknowledge Almighty God Allah, who appeared in person as a master for Muhammad, and of course his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ramadan Mubarak, to the believers who have chosen to observe Ramadan in this month. We know that the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, but we also know that many of us who follow strictly by the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, most times, observe Ramadan during the month of December. But we do acknowledge our believing brothers and sisters who observe Ramadan during this time. We ask that the acknowledgement be reciprocated. And with that, I would like to play an audio from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you're interested in any of the audios that are played here, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge again the co-founders of CRO, who allow me to present this wonderful content by having access to the audios, the archives. That is Brother Khalif Muhammad and Brother Shaeed Muslim, and of course our dearly departed Brother Munir Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brothers and sisters.
Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to the American so-called Negroes, who was brought here 400 years ago and have served as slaves and servants for 400 years without freedom, justice, and equality. This preaching of freedom, justice, and equality has caused much to be said other than the truth, against the truth. For one to speak of truth and justice for the American so-called Negroes, he becomes the number one enemy of Americans, both white and black. Uses this, I'll point him out as a number one enemy. This is the way it begin to appear today, that the truth that I am teaching is false and called hate, while the world knows that it is the truth. While the world knows that it is not teaching hate, only if the guilty desires to call the truth, which makes them matter of this. that they can easily say it is hate, because it makes manifest the falsehood. And false never likes the truth any more than darkness love light. For truth dispels falsehood as light dispels darkness. But for the sake of the so-called American Negro who were brought here and made slaves and has not been given freedom, justice, and equality, have not been allowed an equal opportunity. Today, this people, according to the word of the prophet, who predict that the truth would come to them thousands of years ago, now must have the truth. God Almighty himself is behind this truth. God Almighty himself has brought the truth to we, the so-called American Negroes. He has said that we are not Negroes. He has said that we were lost members of the Asiatic nation from a tribe called Shabazz, and that we have been deprived of knowledge of ourselves and the knowledge of our own people and the knowledge of those who have subjected us and the knowledge of He himself as God Almighty. I said to you that he has brought a religion to us that grants freedom, justice, and equality to every believer. That is the religion of Islam, whom the white man of America has rejected and still rejects it and has used it in secret societies, but have not taught the so-called American Negro this religion, nor did he teach the so-called American Negro his own religion, Christianity, for 300 years while they served them as slaves. While the property and owned by the slave master, and the slave master refused to take his slave to church with him or represent a god to him other than himself for 300 years. Now the teachings of truth has come to the American so-called Negro. The true religion, the true God, the author of truth, the mighty one, the deliverer and savior of the so-called American Negro, has now visited us. And today, there never has been such great plan made to try and keep the so-called Negro in the Christian religion as they have planned to do today, and to do everything that they possibly can to keep him out of Islam. For Islam is the true religion of God. It is a religion of entire submission to the will of God, whose proper name is Allah. It is a religion that accepts every believer as the brother of believer, and not in words but in deeds. I know this to be the truth, for I have already visited the holy lands of Islam, the government of Islam. I have visited, and I was received as a brother by all Muslims there in those lands, from the least to the greatest. And from the greatest down to the least, I were accepted as the brother of the brother Muslim in Islam. Let the little few jealous and envious, half-hearted, orthodox Muslims of America say what they will or may about Elijah not being a true Muslim. But I want them to know I was well accepted as a Muslim in the countries and homes where they originally came from, by all, from the least to the greatest of their land, accepted me as a Muslim. Let him say whatever he wants to. Let him say that Elijah is not teaching true Islam. It matters not with Elijah what he may say, for I know why he talked like this. He's in America, and he wants to hold the friendship of America and destroy even the unity of his own religion. And for this kind of talk doesn't make you look great, it makes you look like a fool. For no brother Muslim should say anything against another brother Muslim, especially in the presence of an enemy of Islam. And for the sake of that enemy, speak evil against your own brother. You're not given any credit by Allah for such. If a few so-called American Negroes has been faithful and good enough to try and clean up themselves, stop evil habits, some of them which you have not stopped doing, and now trying to turn their faces towards the holy city Mecca of Arabia, where I have already made a pilgrim to, and call upon Allah to forgive them for their sins and to bless them with peace and security in a foreign land and among those who have captured them, put them in chains, and who have whipped and beat them without any mercy whatsoever, killed them day and night without the slightest mercy shown to them, and always taking a chance to do them evil for the least thing. You should be happy to know that these people are now trying to turn to Allah and his God. You should be happy to know that they have accepted Islam for their religion. If they don't know it, if they just believe in the name, you should be happy if you are a true Muslim. If Elijah preaches that they should believe in Allah and believe in his religion, Islam, you should be happy and should accept Elijah as your brother. Not going around saying he calls himself a messenger of Allah and we had only one prophet, and that's Prophet Muhammad, and he can't be a messenger. What would we look like laying over here in the Western Hemisphere waiting until Muhammad come over here and teach us? You didn't do it. You should be ashamed of yourself for not doing it. Muhammad said a messenger would rise up every 100 years. He didn't say he was the last one. And if I say that I'm the messenger of Allah and Allah has given to me the name Muhammad, what right you have to try and take authorities over Allah and Islam to tell Allah whom he should choose and what name he should give it? You have the Holy Quran. It teaches you that no one can make a choice after his choice. No one can tell him who to choose. You have the Holy Quran, teaches you that. After he has made his choice, you can do nothing. Only say, we hear and we believe, and to thee we submit. You are very silly, not knowing the scripture, not knowing that the last messenger in the last day would be named Muhammad, that would be raised from a dead nation. You are very silly You don't understand. And even you don't understand that God Almighty in the last day after the resurrection would give to you a new Islam. The five principles remain the same, but there will be a new Islam given. You must remember that. You must remember that all the scriptures that you have leads up to the resurrection, not beyond. It is written, no eye have seen, nor ear have heard, nor has it entered the heart of man to conceive what God has for his servants. That love and obey him. Even Muhammad says the same thing. He had not seen it. He didn't know anything about what God has reserved for the people in the hereafter that he would choose. He admitted he didn't know. Nor did Muhammad ever claim that he ever saw God. He said he heard his voice, but never saw him. No. But the scripture and the your Holy Quran and the scriptures of the prophets prophesied that in the last days that God will reveal himself. That you cannot deny. Your Holy Quran teaches the coming of Allah. And it teaches you against believing that Allah is something that cannot be seen and cannot be heard. But I say to you, again, that Muhammad didn't live in the resurrection of the dead. Muhammad lived near 1,400 years before the resurrection. This is the resurrection. Not in the days of Muhammad was there the resurrection of the dead. Only just an example made in Arabia to show the world 1,400 near years ago what it will look like and what the religion are like. Islam had been asleep ever since Yaqub made what they call the Adamic race and put them in authority to rule you and I for 6,000 years. Islam was not permitted to capture the people of the earth until after the rule of the devil. That you should know. But you are silly and wants to claim friendship with infidels who does not believe in Allah and Islam. And you are willing to sacrifice those whom Allah would resurrect to life to the inducement of falsehood. You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't like to talk against you. Why does you like to talk against me? You like to contend with my followers. And when you finally wind up, you're arguing with them that I am not the messenger of Allah. If I am not the messenger of Allah, I am certainly not the messenger of the devil. You should know by this time. For one, I said, to speak the truth for the American so-called Negro, he makes him afraid. A number one enemy in America and might to the whole world if he's not careful. As it is written again in the Bible, Psalms the second and the first verse. Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Think over these things. Why did the heathens rage and imagine a vain thing? You know what the vain thing that they actually is imagined. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsels together against the Lord and against his anointed, against his messenger. They take counsel together to kill the word of God and destroy his messenger. That is what it means, to destroy the truth. They even go so far as they say in this same psalm, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Meaning the unity of the righteous. Destroy the unity of the righteous. This little group of Muslims who has accepted Islam and has united into a brotherhood. Destroy them. We don't want that unity. We don't want the Negroes to be unified. This is the thing that the slave master have ever been watchful to try to keep from ever happening in America among the Negroes. That is to allow them to agree as brothers and to unify themselves into one body. He has ever prevented them from being in unity or enjoying peace and unity as brothers. Therefore, he has divided one so-called Negro against the other one, and making it awful, double hard for any man to try to bring unity or unite this people together, because he works day and night to keep them apart. And now, since that he see the hand of Almighty God working in Elijah Muhammad's favor and in his teachings that he have given to him to unite the so-called American Negroes in love and peace together, he's done everything to charge Elijah with trying to make trouble, while Elijah have not a thing in the world to make trouble with unless it's the truth. Watching over my followers, trying to accuse them of starting trouble everywhere trouble is started, Elijah is the starter of it, or his followers is the starter of it. Wants to labor us with peace-breaking, troublemaking, aggressive people while we are walking around as humble sheep in the midst of wolves and lions, leopards, with no weapons in our hands or in our pocket on our person, don't even a light to be carried. But yet there are some shallow-minded, wicked-minded, hateful persons that dislike the truth to be taught in their midst, hating the unity of the so-called American Negro, are now trying to build up every excuse against us to charge us with an aggressive group or preparing for war against the white man. This is lie, and a bold lie that you are trying to make against us. We are absolutely making you out a lie by our own peaceful moving around in your midst. But yet, all of this is for what? To frighten the so-called American Negro from coming to the truth and from following Elijah, that God may have mercy on his soul and set him in heaven at once. You know God is after them. You know that. You know it is time that God should give life to the mentally dead Negroes. And everything that you can do to oppose it, you are trying to do it. And that only is bringing to you a swift judgment from the God of heaven and the earth, who are well able to destroy you as he has destroyed people before you in their kingdoms, blotted them out, and they are under the surface of the earth into ashes. And so he can do to you. He's well able to destroy you and wishes to destroy you for your evils done to the so-called American Negro. And now, take for an instant, here, this Mr. George Sokolsky, who writes an evil thing, charges the God of truth who has come to us and has removed evil from us, given to us named after his own name, which means everlasting name, name that will live forever, not names that will perish from the face of the earth along with its people, but names that will live forever. Their name, Muhammad, will live as long as the sun, moon, and stars live, as long as God himself lives, and that's forever. Charges him with narcotics, putting, or rather serving a term for the charge selling, using narcotics. Now, this is one of the worst things that he could have ever been accused of. Accused of this for what? To try to stop the American so-called Negroes from accepting the truth that he has given to them. Charges that I, Elijah Muhammad, right name or correct name is Elijah Poole. How could Poole be my correct name when it's the correct name of the slave master who enslaved my father? I'm not the white man. Why try to make me one by giving to me their name? You know it's not my correct name, but why did you do that, Mr. Sikorsky? Why are you talking this kind of talk? Since that you give us credit that even we make it a crime for any member of the temple to use narcotics, but yet charges the founder of the temple with the use of narcotics. You double-cross your own statement. If the founder is a narcotic user or dope seller, then how could his followers come up as we have? Who are his followers? Master Farad Muhammad, God in person. How could we then rid ourselves of narcotics? How could we rid ourselves of eating pork? How could we rid ourselves of lying? How could we rid ourselves of the habit of gambling and the habit of evil generally? How could we stop these things and try and clean up ourselves and be righteous? Throw our guns out our pocket and our knives out our pocket and walk out to you disarmed, armed with nothing but the pure truth and righteousness, to prove to you that we are the righteous and we depend solely on the God of righteous and truth. Now, how could that same narcotic user, dope peddler, produce clean and upright people who hate such acts and will punish each one of them if they are found guilty of such? How could that man now be the one that found such good people and he himself was such bad man? If he had been such character, why hasn't the government itself told us about this since they has been seeking among us? Where is he that taught us? Where is Master Farad? For years they have questioned us of his whereabouts. If they had him in San Quentin prison, why would they ask us? Where is he? It is due to the fact, Mr. Sikorsky, that you desire to stop the American Negroes from believing what Lige is teaching, the truth.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. That was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about this audio or any audios that you hear on Nothing But Elijah, you can reach out to us at crowe@croe.org or 773-925-1600. I leave you with the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.